Are you now like a semi-professional philosopher? Like, are you answering?
Absolutely not. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
What is up, everybody? This is Kara Mahorn. Welcome to another episode of the Blurred Girl Podcast. This is going to be a shorter than normal but fun episode, so you folks have to tell me what you think. Now, if you haven't subscribed already, I don't know why you haven't done that already, but I'm going to need you to pause right now and go run and subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. Now, this week's interview is with actor and writer, producer technically, William Jackson Harper. Now, many of you know him as Chidi Anagonye from The Good Place. Since it's the last season, and actually it's the last few weeks, I was super excited when the show's reps reached out and asked if I wanted to interview him. Yeah, we really are down to the last few episodes before the entire show is over completely. Now, in addition to The Good Place, William was also seen in the Ari Aster horror movie Midsommar and has one of the best scenes in the film, I think. He's also written a play and is working on some other great stuff as well. In addition, I have some news about some things I'm working on. Plus, because this is a shorter episode, like I've mentioned, I'm going to be giving you my take on some geeky news as well. But first, let's pay some bills. If you've been following me for any length of time, then you know I stay busy and it's really hard for me to get in all the reading that I want to do. So that's why I'm a huge fan of audiobooks from Audible. And if you use my special code, audibletrial.com/theblurredgirl, you can get a free subscription. Now I listen to them when I'm cleaning the house, traveling. They're especially great for passing the time on those long lines at the airport. Now currently I'm listening to Akata Witch for three reasons. One, I'm a fan of Nnedi Okorafor. Core 4's writing. She writes incredible science fiction featuring African women. Two, it's been dubbed the Nigerian Harry Potter. And three, because Yetide Badaki, who was just on the show recently, is narrating it. Now, what I love about audiobooks like this is that, kind of like scripted podcasts, they are like listening to old-time radio programs, and I love that. But don't take my word for it. Start your own commitment-free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/theblurredgirl. You can choose from one audiobook and two Audible originals you can't hear anywhere else. Also, any credits that you don't use totally roll over to the next month. So start your 30-day free trial today by going to audibletrial.com/theblurredgirl. Now, back to the show. Okay, so one of the things that I've been doing is obviously posting the podcast more often. Weekly is the goal right now, and every Thursday is what I'm shooting for. I've also been banking a bunch of content. So if you've been following me on Twitter and Instagram, sometimes you'll see me give a shout out and say, hey, listen, I'm going to talk to so-and-so. Got any questions for them? It's because I really want to get all of you who are listening involved in this process and involved in my interviews. So if you have responded to any of those tweets or any of those Instagram posts, you've got to listen to the podcast now because I might be reading one of your questions. So let me know what you think of that idea. Comment, let me know on Twitter, Instagram, all the places you find me. But that's something else I wanted to talk to you about. I love subscribers and I would love for you to rate this podcast on iTunes, but I also want to hear from you. And you know what? There's another super easy way to do that. Instagram. Now you can take a screenshot of this episode with your phone on whatever platform you're using, upload that to your IG stories, tag the Blurred Girl, TheBlurredGurl, so I see it, and tell me what you liked about the show. Or if that's too much work, when you see me post about the show on IG stories, feel free to comment on that post. That way I can hear directly from you and you can tell me what you like, what you didn't like, etc. Now for some other news I'm excited about. It has been announced. It's official. I can talk about it. I am going back to Ace Comic Con in March, from March 20th to 22nd, in fact, at the Boston Convention Center. I will be on stage hosting once again. I don't know who I'm talking to. And I will be there with my Radical Geeks co-host, Angelique Roche. She will be on the main stage as well. I don't know who we're interviewing yet, but so far I do know that Chris Evans, Tom Hiddleston, as well as Ewan McGregor, and now just announced Hayden Christensen are going to be there. Now, what's crazy about that is that there's been all the speculation as to whether or not Hayden Christensen is going to actually be in the Obi-Wan series that's coming to Disney Plus. No one will say yes or no, but he's coming to ACE, and he's going to be possibly, maybe, probably on stage with Ewan McGregor, so there's that. Also, Ewan McGregor is going to be playing Black Mask in the upcoming Harley Quinn movie. The full title is Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. But I'm not going to keep saying that. It's just going to be Birds of Prey. Speaking of which, another Birds of Prey trailer dropped, which did give a little more screen time to McGregor and the rest of the cast, which stars Margot Robbie, obviously, as Harley Quinn, Mary Elizabeth Winstead as Huntress, Rosie Perez as Renee Montoya, and Ellie Rae Basco as Cassie Kane. And of course, Journey Smollett-Bell as Black Canary. Now, it isn't lost on me, actually, post-crisis on the CW. It's not lost on me that Black Canary in this movie is going to be played by a black woman and looks to be kind of a baddie. And White Canary on the CW is played by a white woman, but in the comics was actually bad and was Asian. So, yeah, the CW does things differently. Actually, the DCEU is changing around a bunch of stuff. So we'll see. I am holding out hope that by the end of the movie, Black Canary is good. Because they never really, Harley Quinn was never in Birds of Prey, if I remember. I mean, she was like in the comic, but she wasn't a member of the team. She wasn't a good guy or good girl or however you want to call it. But I don't know. Comment and let me know, because I don't remember that ever happening. But Birds of Prey, the movie, drops February 7th. Now, since we're talking geek news here, which I actually haven't done in a while, let me know if you want me to keep doing this stuff. There were more trailers also that dropped, including Vin Diesel's Bloodshot. That's a Valiant comic that I'm super, super excited about. And it's funny because I didn't like the first trailer because they basically gave away most of the movie. I don't know if you don't know the comics at all, it might not have seemed spoilery to you, but I felt like they were giving us beginning, middle, and end of that movie. But this new trailer, the second trailer, they should have led with this one. It's like they got a new editor or something, and it looks really good. It's from the Fast and Furious team, so it's definitely got that feel. But if they pull this off, it could be the start of the VCU, the Valiant Cinematic Universe, since Bloodshot is from Valiant Comics. But we'll just have to see. Bloodshot drops March 13th. Another trailer that came out was Morbius, the Living Vampire. That's not slated to come out till July 31st, I believe. Basically, now I wasn't sure what to expect, but like Guardians of the Galaxy, I think this one's going to surprise a lot of people. Morbius is not one of the main characters that I think a lot of people think about when they think of Marvel. It's been directed by Daniel Espinosa, and the only thing I'm familiar with that he did was basically Safe House with Denzel Washington and Ryan Reynolds. So Jared Leto looks really good at doing his thing. I'm not going to comment too much on that. Some of y'all know I'm not a huge Jared Leto fan, but he's making Morbius look very good. Then another Marvel movie we have coming out is The Black Widow. They dropped a second trailer, and to be honest, this trailer came out like the day after the Oscar noms were announced. So I think they did this because the stars, Scarlett Johansson, who's up for two Oscars, and Florence Pugh is up for one. I think that was for Little Women. So I think they wanted to capitalize on the press. I feel really bad for that editor, though. I'm sure like the Oscars were going on, and somebody won, and then a producer was on the phone like, make another trailer now. This trailer was also better than the first one. I was excited about seeing Taskmaster, who has like mimic powers. And I love that. And I also love the internet rumors going around that Taskmaster might be a mistress. It might be Taskmistress. It might be a woman. And I also love that the Red Room had more than just Russian women in it. I obviously saw at least one sister in there. And that basically the Red Room is still around. So that's one of the things they're battling. And the other one is Taskmaster. And again, I think they're setting up Yelena Belova, Florence Pugh's character, to become the new Black Widow, because that did happen for a while in the comics. So I think that's what this movie is going to do. Now, the New Mutants trailer is one I wanted to talk about. It's been out for a week or so, but I wanted to let everybody cool down. Now, that movie drops April 3rd, and that has been through so many rewrites and everything. I don't know what's going to happen. But people have been talking online about how they have whitewashed some of the characters, and they're not wrong, but I have thoughts. Okay, so first the facts. The movie is a horror retelling of the popular comic series written by Chris Claremont and Bob McLeod back in the 80s and has been rebooted a couple times, most notably last year. It was relaunched again as part of the House of X saga with artist Bill Sienkiewicz. Claremont went back to writing. Now, despite what Chris Claremont says, I interviewed him at New York Comic Con last year, and he was like, I don't know anything about House of X. This is my story. It's like, okay. I will link to that in the show notes. The movie, however, stars Anya Taylor-Joy as Magic, Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones as Wolfsbane, Charlie Heaton from Stranger Things as Cannibal, Blue Hunt as Danielle Moonstar or Mirage, and Henry Zaga as Sunspot, and Dr. Celia Reyes is played by Ali Braga. Now, they appear to be doing the Demon Bear saga, which I'll get into at another point, but these characters are true to that story. It wasn't a horror, though. It was kind of a thriller, and Danny went through it, but also became the first Native American comic book character on a Marvel cover, or any comic book cover, actually, I believe. So the controversy, basically, in the geek community is that the Afro-Latinx characters have been whitewashed, specifically Sunspot and Dr. Reyes. In the comics, Roberto da Costa is a Brazilian. He's a black Brazilian. And by the way, Henry Zaga, the actor that's playing Roberto, is actually Brazilian. I've met him, I've spoken with him, and I heard him stop our conversation to speak Portuguese to a family member in Brazil. So that part is authentic, at least his nationality is. But when McLeod first drew him, he was a mixed-race, dark-skinned Brazilian boy. His father was a black Brazilian millionaire and his mother was an American white woman. Roberto was drawn brown-skinned basically all the time in the 80s. In fact, his powers activated when he was playing soccer and someone from the opposing team started calling him racial names and beating the crap out of him. His mutant powers kicked in and then his skin went from brown to black, literally, and everyone thought he was a demon. Now, later iterations of Sunspot drew him lighter, looking like Tony Stark a little bit, but he now looks kind of bronze in the comics. They've done their best. However, his casting doesn't bother me as much as Cecilia Reyes, the doctor in the trailer, who up until last year's reboot has always been a black woman. She's always been Afro-Latina and dark-skinned. By making her a light-skinned Latina, it definitely was a blatant erasure of Latinx from Hollywood in this case. I think they should have at least cast Dr. Reyes as an Afro-Latina. What do you think? I want to be clear. I'm not holding this cast against the actors. I'm staring blankly at the director. So who would you have cast in the role of Dr. Cecilia Reyes? And what do you think about Roberto da Costa's casting? Tell me what you think. I've told you how to do that. Now, that's it for news. When we come back, we'll get into my discussion with William Jackson Harper from The Good Place. Do you run a hosted website on WordPress, or is your site really slow? Have you gotten hacked in the past and you just didn't know what to do? Well, if so, you need SiteGround. Now, I am a SiteGround affiliate. I'm also a customer. In fact, I switched theblurredgirl.com over to them and never looked back. In fact, I've put other people onto them for two reasons: reliability and customer service. You can try it yourself at siteground.com/go/theblurredgirl. That's siteground.com/go/theblurredgirl. Now, unlike some other hosting sites that have a really great affiliate program and seem to be really popular, many of them don't have customer service. SiteGround has great customer service. They don't talk to you like an idiot. If you can't find something, they'll help you work through it. They have a really easy control panel, and SiteGround is really the truth. You can start hosting your site today for as low as $3.95 a month. You can run a store, a blog, anything really. And they can even move your whole existing site over for you from another hosting service, and you don't have to worry about a bunch of code and stuff. So if you've been blogging or running a website for a while now, it's time to take your site and its security seriously and move up to SiteGround. Sign up today at SiteGround.com. That's SiteGround.com/TheBlurredGirl. Welcome back, folks. I got an interview with William Jackson Harper coming up. He is the actor that plays Chidi Anagonye on The Good Place. and it's in its final season, final weeks. But that's not all he's done. I saw him in Midsommar. Now, those of you who know me are laughing right now because I'm low-key kind of terrified of a lot of horror movies. So I listened to most of Midsommar, and my boyfriend explained the bits that I didn't see because my eyes were closed and I was hiding behind him, probably. But my eyes were not closed for one of the seasons that William did, which is really, really a pivotal one for me, honestly. I felt like it was one of the best scenes in the movie. And it's the scene when William, when his character confronts another character about stealing his idea for his thesis. It was fantastic because it really defined what so many of us go through in spaces when we're the only one. And it seems like people have no problem. And it seems like people have no problem stealing stuff from us. Plus, that character was just trash. He didn't do anything right. And he got a lot of them killed. Anyway, most of the world knows William as the main character with a stomach ache for all 5 seasons of The Good Place. But he's so much more than that. He wrote and produced a play that was out last year. He's also starring in the upcoming Underground Railroad coming to Amazon. But I don't want you to hear it from me. I want you to hear it from him. So without further ado, my interview with William Jackson Harper.
Good. How are you?
So basically, we're in the final season of one of the most successful shows of the past decade. And for most of that decade, we've all known you as Chidi. And Chidi has been basically nervous as hell. But now this season, he's gotten all his memories back and he's the man. Are you happy that they let him get his confidence before the show wrapped?
It's a fun twist to, play just a different version of the same guy, you know, because, over these last few years, this is the longest I've ever played, a single role. And so, it's good to mix it up. So I'm even if it hadn't been like the confidence coming back, just any sort of shift would have been a lot of fun to play. And so this one's obviously just as fun to play as any other.
Now, because the show deals so heavily, obviously, with philosophy and European philosophy, are you now like a semi-professional philosopher? Like, are you answering?
Absolutely not. I have no idea what I'm talking about at any given point. Even when I'm talking to you right now, we're not even talking about philosophy. I don't know what I'm saying.
So you don't even have a favorite.
Yeah, no. I don't have a favorite. It's all really dense text, and I think you have to have someone there to kind of guide you through it. And so whenever I would just read it myself, I would just sort of get lost and then just wind up on Wikipedia and try to get the best layman's understanding of it, so I didn't sound like I was completely out of my depth when I was, doing the scene.
Do you have a favorite scene or a favorite season? Because there's so much to go back through, and I'm sure people ask you this all the time. But is there one episode that you were like, you know what? I killed it. That was my episode.
It's like I never walk away from the scene feeling like I killed it, or any episode feeling like, yeah, I nailed it. You know, I think most actors probably are like, oh God, is that okay? And I think that's sort of where I'm at most of the time. But I really did enjoy the writing and the visual rendering of the trolley problem. That episode where I was just getting like running over over these people and getting shot in the face with blood.
I was going to say the blood cannon.
The blood cannon is such a good bit. And so I love that. It was just right up my alley because it's just so absurd and really gross.
I was going to say, and apparently corn syrup and food coloring does it for you. Now, it's funny, when I told some of my listeners that I was going to be talking to you, the top two questions I got were, A, what is his fitness regime? And because shirtless Chidi is a mood now, an entire mood. And are you open to playing a superhero? Because shirtless Chidi.
the regime is, it's all fear based. it's a whole lot of working out whenever I can and trying to eat clean. because someone told me I have to take my shirt off. But if I don't have to take my shirt off, it's, you know, like I don't freak out too much. So, but no, actually, in all seriousness, working out recently is just sort of, as I've gotten older, it actually helps me emotionally quite a bit. You know, I just feel better. I find that when I'm not exercising and when I'm not eating right, my mood really, you know, it really takes a dive. So, I really enjoy working out, and so that's really the regime. It's just like, you know, it's something that I do as much for, you know, my body as much as it is for like sort of my mental state. And yeah, I would love to play a superhero at some point, you know. It's like, I'm getting older now, so hopefully they give me a shot pretty soon. But, you know, it's
Marvel's got old man everything. Don't worry about it. They'll find something.
Okay, cool.
Did you read comics growing up? Were you a comic book or a gamer or anything like that?
Yeah, I was a big gamer. I played a lot of video games as a kid, and I still do.
What was your what's your favorite? What are you into right now?
Well, right now I just play a lot of sports simulations. So I'm like a huge NBA 2K guy. Like, you know, I get the whatever version every year and, you know, just go for it. But coming up, I really liked, there's this, game on PlayStation 1, I believe, called Suikoden. Mm. And it's this, role-playing game where you have like a potential of like 108 characters that you can collect. And you're like basically leading this revolution in this fictional land. And my buddy and I in college, we bought the little playthrough guide and just beat the game, got all 108 characters, and, you know, it was fun. It was a huge, huge undertaking, but it was just, I don't know, I really get into those stories. So, I'm a big old nerd.
Now, speaking of stories, actually, in 2018, you wrote your first play, Travisville. Do you have plans to write more plays or a screenplay even?
I mean, I'd love to write something at some point. I mean, it's tough. It's a really hard thing to do. And I have a whole new respect for writers that can see something through to the end, because I have so many half-finished documents on my desktop that are just trash and I will not go back to or look at, because I don't want to hurt my own feelings. But, you know, but like, you know, it's, I would like to write something again. I mean, this particular topic that I wrote about was something that was really personal to me, and it kept me fueled and kept me really interested. And, you know, I haven't really hit on anything that, you know, has sort of lit the fire under me in the same way as that play did. So hopefully something will hit me and I'll just go into it.
Did you know, and I'm thinking of your character, Josh, in Midsommar, did you know that you are now basically the first actor to be typecast as a man with a violently self-destructive passion about his PhD?
Yeah, that's just how it worked out. You know, it's definitely not something that I was looking to cultivate. You know, it was just like, you know, I guess I give off that vibe to people as you know, a violently self-destructive academic nerd. So
very smart person.
Yeah, somehow. But yeah, this is like, but you know, look, I have other things coming up that are not that, you know. I'm working on Underground Railroad for Amazon. And it's a complete 180 from both of those guys. You know, if that's possible. I don't know if you can actually do 180 from two different points on the circle, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's hopefully more diversity in the roles that I have is coming up, you know, going forward.
Well, we will all miss Chidi, but we really look forward to seeing what you're doing next. And thank you so much for talking to me. We appreciate it. We will look out for your next work.
Right on. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. C'est See, I told you, short but sweet. If you haven't already, please check out The Good Place. But don't spoil the ending for the rest of us next week when it ends. I'm so tired of everyone doing that. Anyway, don't forget to subscribe. Please leave a comment on iTunes. And if you really feel like being a beautiful person, screenshot the show, tag the Blur Girl on Instagram, and put it up on stories. Thanks for listening, folks. See you next week.